let's dive into some developer tools that are making waves. First up is this SQLTER diagram tool that runs entirely in the browser without uploading anything to servers. For developers working with sensitive database schemas, this addresses a real privacy and security concern.
The business case for client-side tools like this is compelling. Companies often avoid cloud-based database design tools because their schemas contain competitive intelligence. Table structures, relationships, and naming conventions can reveal business logic and strategic priorities. Having a tool that processes everything locally removes that data exposure risk while still providing professional-grade functionality.
What's technically impressive is how they've implemented SQL parsing and diagram generation entirely in JavaScript. The Hacker News discussion reveals they're using WebAssembly for the heavy computational work, which allows them to run database analysis algorithms at near-native speeds without server round trips. This is part of a broader trend towards sophisticated client-side applications that rival traditional desktop software.
From a competitive standpoint, this challenges the SaaS model for developer tools. If you can deliver equivalent functionality without requiring users to trust you with their data, that's a significant competitive advantage. It also reduces operational costs. No servers to maintain, no data storage requirements, no privacy compliance overhead.
Speaking of performance, there's an excellent deep dive from Nikita Tonsky about achieving perfect frame rendering. The title Every Frame Perfect understates how comprehensive this analysis is. Tonsky breaks down why most applications feel sluggish even on powerful hardware and provides concrete techniques for eliminating frame drops and ensuring smooth user interfaces.
This connects to broader trends in software quality and user experience expectations. Users now expect mobile app-level smoothness from desktop applications, web applications, and even command-line tools. Companies that can deliver consistently smooth interfaces have a measurable advantage in user retention and perceived quality. It's becoming a competitive differentiator across every software category.
The technical content here is genuinely educational. Tonsky explains how graphics pipelines work, why traditional rendering approaches cause frame drops, and how to structure your application to maintain 60 FPS consistently. The discussion covers everything from GPU memory management to main thread optimization. It's the kind of deep technical content that can immediately improve how developers approach performance optimization.
What's particularly valuable is how he connects performance optimization to business outcomes. Smooth interfaces don't just feel better, they enable users to work more efficiently, reduce cognitive load, and increase engagement. For B2B software especially, interface responsiveness directly impacts productivity metrics that customers measure and optimize for.
Now, shifting to Python development, PyoDide 3.4.0 just released with support for publishing WebAssembly wheels directly to PyPI. This is a significant development for running Python applications in web browsers with full access to the Python ecosystem.
The business implications are substantial. This enables companies to deploy Python applications as web apps without requiring server infrastructure. Data science teams can share interactive analyses, machine learning models can run client-side, and educational platforms can provide Python programming environments without back-end complexity. It reduces operational costs while improving user experience.
Technically, this solves one of WebAssembly's biggest adoption barriers. Previously, running Python in browsers meant either limited library support or complex build processes for compiling packages to WebAssembly. Now, package maintainers can publish WebAssembly-compatible versions directly to PyPI, making browser-based Python development as seamless as traditional Python development.
The competitive angle here is interesting, too. This puts Python in direct competition with JavaScript for client-side development, especially for data-intensive applications. Companies with significant Python code bases can now consider web deployment without rewriting everything in JavaScript. That could reshape technology choices for startups and enterprises developing data-focused web applications.